members, delegates, directors, employees, retirees, and friends of MFA, good afternoon. It's been an excellent meal and an excellent program today. Last year, as we had our annual meeting, everyone was discussing the impact of the drought and how that would affect MFA operations. Based on those discussions, we went back and revised our annual budget. We had an annual budget of $10 million in pre-tax profits and $8 million in after-tax. And based upon what Ernie delivered this morning in his presentation, we almost doubled our expectations. So thank you as members and thank you as employees. As in times past, we will use this portion of the program to kind of provide an update on MFA. The first highlight, of course, is that the company has been in business or will be in business for 100 years this coming March, March the 10th to be exact. Quite an accomplishment. As pointed out earlier today, MFA is the oldest regional farm supply and marketing co-op in the United States. At this point in time, I'd like to deviate slightly from my prepared marks. The light here I cannot see very well, but if you have been a member of MFA for, I'm going to go 35, 40, 45, if you've been a member of MFA for 35 years, would you stand up, please? If you have been a member for 40 years, remain standing. Now I will jump. If you have been a member for 50 years, please remain standing. The theme chosen this year, proud past, bright future. Well, we lost our logo. Anyway, the MFA emblem, it's important to know where that came from. In 1920, the president of MFA was Bill Hirth. And to my friends and colleagues and members of Centralia MFA, Bill Hirth was standing on the edge of the railroad depot in Centralia, Missouri. And the train went by. And there was an emblem on the side of one of the boxcars. It was the emblem of the Union Pacific Railroad. It's a modified version of the shield that we have today. And in 1920 at Centralia, Missouri, he pointed to that rail car and he said, "This will be the emblem of the MFA organization." So that is the story of where that came from. I'd like to discuss four or five topics about some of the accomplishments of MFA from times past. One of them is the creation of businesses. In 1921, MFA created Producers Produce, which was poultry and eggs. And from 1921, since inception, until 1926, in 1926, Producers Produce was the nation's leader in dollars of value for poultry products sold. MFA Milling Company was created in 1927. In the mid-1950s, the MFA Milling Company was manufacturing in excess of 750,000 tons of manufactured feed, primarily in 100-pound burlap bags. Shipments of feed from these two feed mills at Springfield and Aurora was made to southern Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana. In 1955, MFA Milling Company was one of the largest feed companies in the United States. Moving on to 1927, Producers Creamery was formed by MFA. Everyone in the audience, I think, has heard of Dairy Farmers of America. Dairy Farmers of America is the largest milk marketing co-op in the United States with annual sales exceeding $16 billion. Producers Creamery was part of the genesis and the beginning of Dairy Farmers of America. Moving on to 1929, MFA Oil Company was created. Today, their annual sales are in excess of $1.3 billion, and they are one of the top 10 retail propane suppliers in the United States. And their net worth today is in excess of $240 million. MFA created a grocery company in 1938. The company had early success, but then faded. In 1945, MFA created MFA Insurance Company. You know this company today is Shelter Insurance Company. It's a very large regional insurance company in mid-America with total assets in excess of $5 billion and a net worth of $1.5 billion. Also in 1945, MFA created MFA Packing Company with kill plants in Springfield at the beginning and later on in the Macon and Moberly area. They had their own private label brand of meats that was distributed throughout the Midwest. That brand of meat products was called Gold Bond, and it had name recognition throughout the Midwest. In 1946, MFA Artificial Breeding Service was created. This business merged with Midwest Genes and later on 21st Century Genetics. Today, that company is known as GenX. Farmers Chemical Company was created in 1952. It was one of the nation's very first high-analysis fertilizer manufacturing plants. MFA created a finance company in 1955. The name originally was called MFA Marketing Facilities Corporation and changed to AGMO in 1965. Today, that lending company has loans outstanding in excess of $80 million. MFA Livestock Association was created in 1958. Their telemarketing program of feeder pigs that was raised in South Missouri and North Arkansas and shipped to the upper Midwest for finishing out was a novel idea and was way ahead of its time. These pigs were auctioned off by telephone, sight unseen, from the buyers in Iowa, Nebraska, and they took MFA's word that the product that they received, the live pig, was going to be up to the standards that we represented. In 1959, MFA created American Press. It became a printing and publishing company for MFA, MFA Insurance Company, MFA Oil Company, and many other mid-Missouri companies. MFA's precision farming efforts began in 1995. Currently, we have over 620,000 acres enrolled in the program. We have soil sampled 190,000 acres this last year and have soil sampled over 1 million acres since inception. It is the premier precision farming program in the United States. HealthTrack was created in 2000 and has marketed 500,000 calves since inception. HealthTrack is the premier age and source-verified calf marketing program in the United States. No other U.S. feeder calf program has the reputation as the MFA program. At the same time that MFA was creating companies and marketing programs, it was also leading the efforts in creating interregional companies. In 1952, MFA was one of the first companies to step forward and form an interregional fertilizer company called CF Industries. Beginning in 1952, 18 years later, in 1970, CF Industries was the largest fertilizer company in the United States. MFA was an early investor in Mississippi Chemical Company. This was in the late 50s. MFA had created a company in the Boot Hill, Missouri called Planters Fertilizer Company that had a unique way of marketing their products. So they bought the stock in MCC. Shortly after that purchase of MCC stock was made, Planters Fertilizer Company had a market share of in excess of 50% of the plant food in the Boot Hill of Missouri and Northeast Arkansas. In 1964, MFA joined Farmland Industries and created Farmers Chemical Association in Lawrence, Kansas. That ownership was 75% farmland and 25% MFA. So at the conclusion of all those investments, at one point in time, MFA had 25% investment in CFCA, 10% in MCC, and 5% in CF Industries, all very successful fertilizer manufacturing. In 1969, MFA led the way in organizing Farmers Export Company, a grain exporting company with elevators in Baton Rouge and Galveston. In 1974, MFA led the way in creating a company called AgriTrans. Again, with strong support from the MFA, AgriTrans became a major player on river navigation in the Mississippi River and Ohio. At one point in time, the company had 10 towboats and over 400 barges. So you may say, Bill, okay, what happened to all these companies? Well, most of them were sold or merged. And then again, you should say why. Well, times changed. The business environment changed. In many cases, management was short-sighted. In some cases, management simply made mistakes. We must learn from our mistakes as we go down the path to another 100 years. Now let's move from MFA's contribution in business creation to what MFA's efforts have been in legislation. At the national level, MFA led the way in the passage of the National Farm Credit Act. MFA was active and a leader in the development and the expansion of rural electrification. In 1971, Fred Hinkle, who was the president of MFA from 1940 until 1979, was the eighth person to be awarded the Distinguished Service Award by the National REA Association. Others who had received this award were such minor characters as Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Harry Truman. Moving from the national level on what MFA has done in sponsoring and working with state legislation, MFA led the way in the passage of the 1931 law that increased state taxes earmarked for aid to rural schools. At this point in time, rural school kids were only afforded a sixth grade education, in some cases an eighth grade education. This earmarked monies filtered to rural schools provided that the youth in Missouri, in rural Missouri, was afforded a 12-year education. Again, a tax that was led and pushed for by MFA. MFA pushed for an egg grading law. Consumers were purchasing eggs back in the 20s, where you purchase a dozen eggs and two or three of them are rotten. What a reputation for agriculture when the consumers checked into their milk their egg purchases. In the mid-1940s, the general counsel for MFA was A.D. Sappington. He later became the president of MFA Insurance Companies. A.D. Sappington, as general counsel for MFA, wrote what was known as the King Road Law, and it passed the General Assembly on the first time that the bill was initiated. The result of that law's passage was paved roads in rural America. In the 1940s, Missouri had no seed law. Consequently, Missouri became the dumping ground for all inferior seed that was low germ or seed with noxious weeds. MFA sponsored the seed law that passed in the late 40s after MFA's 8 years of continuous hammering on the state legislature to get the law passed. In the mid-50s, Missouri had no pesticide laws. Pesticides came into retailers in 55-gallon containers and sometimes 5-gallon containers. If someone came in with a ball fruit jar or a Coca-Cola bottle, then the pesticide was poured into those containers and sold at a value. MFA pushed for and got pesticide laws and labeling practices. Can you imagine infants looking at a bottle of pop full of pesticides and thinking it was a Coca-Cola and taking a drink? MFA was responsible for the pesticide laws and labeling in the state of Missouri. Moving on to another era, and some people here might remember it, particularly if you were in South Missouri. In 1953, there was a severe drought in South Missouri, North Arkansas, and Northeast Oklahoma. Herds were being liquidated, both beef and dairy. Animals were starving. In some cases, animals were downright dying. Again, MFA stepped up to the table and visited with the state legislature. And with the help of federal funding, MFA found hay supplies in North Dakota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, the Upper Great Plains. They found a source of feedstocks. They negotiated favorable freight rates from the railroads to deliver that hay from the upper Midwest to South Missouri. They were delocated. The hay was delivered to MFA locations, retail locations that we know them today. The retail locations, through no charge, unloaded the hay, sold it to the farmer at a reduced value based upon the government compensation, and the livestock industry, in my opinion, was saved in South Missouri. Again, the efforts by MFA. So we talked about business creation. We talked a little bit about forming and providing the leadership in interregional co-ops. We talked a little bit about the legislation seed. What about public service? In 1953, Fred Hinkle, at that point in time, was the president of MFA, was nominated and appointed to the Board of Curators of the University of Missouri. He only served for 6 years, but he was a very influential person with a lot of power. He pushed for and he succeeded in establishing a 4-year medical school at the University of Missouri. End result, more doctors for rural Missouri. During his tenure as a curator, Hinkle insisted that the Board of Curators hire Elmer Ellis as the president of the university system. He was wanting to pick out the very best individual to lead the university system. Ellis added campuses at Rolla, St. Louis, and Kansas City. He greatly expanded educational opportunities for thousands of students. MFA is solely responsible for the establishment of the University of Missouri School of Forestry. MFA was instrumental in the creation of the University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine. MFA and MOAG provided the initial monies for the feasibility studies that was the creation of the Bond Life Sciences building in the MU campus. This was done in 1996 and 97. Bond Life Sciences is one of the premier biotech facilities in the United States. MFA's president at that time was Bud Frew, and he recognized the need of the center located at the University of Missouri. So, now let's talk a little bit about the MFA Foundation, created in 1958. That's sponsored by MFA Oil Company, MFA Local Affiliates, and MFA Incorporated. Over time, we have supplied, awarded, students have earned over 11,500 scholarships. That's over $13 million in funds that went back to local schools. Last year alone, we had 333 individuals receiving $2,000 scholarships. Ladies and gentlemen, MFA is a great organization with many great accomplishments in the past. The organization has made a positive impact on farmers and society in general. I like history, but I do not live in the past. I look forward and try to figure out what the future holds. Our obligation in this building today, yours and mine, is to protect what the organization has achieved and improve upon that current status. That obligation is twofold: continuous financial improvement in the cooperative and enhancing our image and our reputation in the marketplace. This improvement should be for our members and the communities where MFAs conduct business. I would like to analyze at this time what has made MFA great. That should be the roadmap we use for future endeavors. I'll start off with the most important part, and that is people. It starts with the people, the members and the employees that make up MFA. I think back 40 years ago when I attended my first MFA meeting. I looked in the audience at the age of 24, and I say there's a lot of gray hair in the audience. Well, today I have the gray hair, and I look in the audience, and I'm quite pleased at the youth that I see in younger farmers and younger employees. At MFA, we are committed to an extensive and intensive training program to better serve the membership. We have created two programs. We've always had a strong presence in product training and customer relations training. We've created two leadership training programs. One of them is called LEAD, and the other is called the Master's Program. Our training program now is above and beyond products and services and customer relations. We're concentrating on how to finance the business. We're talking about characteristics of leadership. We're talking about current agribusiness environment. We're talking about human resource essentials. We're talking about workplace liabilities. We're talking about organizational behavior, and we're talking about strategic planning. That is important that we go forward, that our employees understand more than our products, our services, and customer relations. Last year, we also initiated what we call the Ag Experience Program, where we hired 10 interns from the University of Missouri, School of the Ozarks, and Missouri State University. Through those efforts, and we're going forward, we will hire another 10 and retain part of the 10 we had last year. This will provide us a talent base as we go into the future and give us the opportunity to learn more about the individuals that we're hiring. As a company, we are committed to providing a work environment to where our employees' morale is high and the employees want to excel. That work environment is a safe place to work and also offers competitive salaries and benefits. We are committed as a company to employee retention with our training and our benefits. We want MFA employees to make MFA their career. Members are well educated today, very sophisticated. Our employees must be just as educated and sophisticated as the members we're serving. We'll move on from people to financial strength. We want to be known as a company that is financially successful. We want our customers, we want our suppliers, we want our lenders, and we want our competitors to know that we strive to be a financially strong company. Without profits, facility improvement, additional equipment, and expansion will not be possible. People, financial planning, or financial growth and planning. Planning is equally as important to me as employee development. We have a rolling 3-year financial plan by each operating division in the company and each retail operating region. Financial targets on profitability, return on assets, and return on sales are incorporated. In addition, we look at working capital requirements, business expansion, acquisitions, and capital expenditures. Business plans have been developed by all areas within the company, and those financial targets must be achieved with or without erratic weather and with or without volatile commodity prices. We call these future plans or future directions. Okay, now let's move on to leadership, or let's say implementing the traits that are behind every successful business. We want to be a company that provides excellent customer service. We want to be a company that develops excellent company culture. We want to hire the best people, ensuring knowledge is passed on from one generation to the other. We want a company and a group of employees that displays a positive attitude and always accepts 100% responsibility for the results, good or bad. We want to develop simple but effective business strategies that meets the members' needs. We want to create a financial roadmap and have the discipline to follow it. We want to challenge ourselves to change our business processes if what we're doing is not working. We want to develop and implement effective marketing sales programs. We want to provide constant training. We live in an industry of change. We must change with the times, and all the training programs that MFA has should be tied into our business plan. We want to develop and adhere to a risk management program. But we will not be afraid to take calculated risk when clear and positive outcomes are in mind. We want to make the workplace fun and stress teamwork and promote company pride. Farmers want to do business with progressive companies, and they want to do business with cheerful employees. And we will never lose sight of the fact that this is what we're about, serving the member at a reasonable profit. As mentioned earlier, MFA has made significant contributions to the well-being of farmers and to the welfare and advancement of all of mankind. Please join me in committing yourself to ensuring the MFA organization will be around another 100 years, just as Truman Cooley-esque. I thank you for your support and your business, and I'm proud to be an MFA employee.